Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Trisha Morales Padilla, and I am going to be your host for today. I'm going to be bringing people looking for answers to divorce and custody matters, just little tidbits of information, bite size that is going to help them along the way, hopefully answer some questions that you have and make the road a little less bumpy and a little bit more smooth of a transition, if it could be smooth transition. If you listen to this episode and you have any questions, feel free to email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com, or you can also call us at 210-410-8013. All right, so this is episode 5, and today we're going to be talking about protective orders versus temporary restraining orders. A lot of people have questions as to the difference between the two, so I'm just going to kind of give a little bit of an overview about it. Again, when I talk about these topics, this is just a general. Obviously, every case has a different and unique set of facts that need to be kind of vetted out with an attorney, and the specific law needs to be applied to each set of facts. So to get specifics in your situation, you'll need to consult with an attorney. This isn't any substitute for legal advice, but it will just kind of maybe hopefully explain a little bit of the difference between the two. So let's talk about a temporary restraining order. So a temporary restraining order is a more of a civil mechanism. So when I say civil, meaning not criminal, is a civil mechanism. And basically what you're doing is you're restraining somebody or stopping somebody from doing something. So you're stopping them. You're asking the court to restrain them from calling in a harassing manner, harassing you, following you, even going on your property. You can get a restraining order against your neighbor. You don't want your neighbor on your property. Maybe they're encroaching onto your land. You're basically asking to get a restraining order against them. It is a civil order. If they violate a restraining order, then you need to come back into court and have a violation of restraining order hearing, saying they're violating the court's order and you want to ask the court to punish them or admonish them or enforce the current order. Now, one thing that happens in every divorce and custody order is there is something called standing orders. So the standing orders is already a restraining order that goes out in every divorce or custody matter, and it has pretty much every situation covered that is going to come up. Well, I guess it can't cover everything that's going to come up, but it tries to lay out everything that comes up, from children to if you have a business to your spouse. So for example, the standing orders are automatically going to say, if there's children, you can't hide them, you can't secret them, you can't withdraw them from school. If you have accounts or assets with your husband or wife, it's going to say you can't drain assets, you can't change passwords, you can't block your spouse from accessing any information. If you have a business, it's going to say that you can't do the same, you can't change passwords, you can't sell real estate, you can't do stuff like that. So there's a certain amount of standing orders, and there's 11 pages of stuff that you cannot do in a divorce or a custody matter. So that automatically is going to go out. Now, that is a little bit different than a protective order. So a protective order is specifically if there has been family violence. So it is more of a quasi-criminal matter, in the sense that a protective order is going to make ordinary actions criminal. For example, waving at somebody, texting somebody, being at the same HEB as somebody that is covered in the protective order is now going to make it criminal. So if the person who's covered under the protective order calls the police and there's a protective order on you, they will actually arrest you and you will have a misdemeanor charge for a violation of a protective order. That is not the case with a restraining order. But protective orders are harder to obtain. So a protective order, there has to be a finding of family violence, and they have to show that it's not only occurred in the past, but that it's likely to occur in the future. So when you have a protective order hearing, whoever is trying to obtain the protective order has to have a hearing, and they have to have proof, which could be testimony. Their testimony is proof. If it need be, or if they have witnesses or some other kind of evidence that they have to show the judge that family violence has happened in the past, and that it's likely to occur in the future. And that's why a protective order needs to be in place. Most of the time, but not all the time, protective orders go for a period of 2 years. There are certain situations where you can obtain a lifetime protective order, but generally they're 2 years. And they also come with an affirmative finding of family violence. So with an affirmative finding of family violence, there is certain things that the person who has the protective order against them, they're not going to be able to have a gun or a weapon or a firearm. And there is other certain things that an affirmative finding of family violence comes with it. And that will need to be discussed with an attorney if you are the subject of a protective order. Somebody's trying to put a protective order against you. One thing that happens for protective orders is if you need to get a protective order, you can either contact a private attorney and they can do a protective order, or you can go through the district attorney's office and they can be the attorney to file the protective order for you. So hopefully that clears up any kind of confusion, at least on the surface level, that you have as far as a protective order and a restraining order. A lot of times people think I can just get a protective order because somebody's bothering me, and that's not the case. There needs to be family violence. But if you have any questions, like I said, feel free to give us a call, 210-410-8013, or email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com. And I want to thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope that you have a great day. Thank you.